use power inside.
Okay, thank you, Chair. You have requested us to give members a favour of the meeting. So I think this is quite a typical meeting. If I remember correctly, it was 3.5 hours. The first agenda item that we have looked at is like an ongoing issue. It's actually the second time that it came back to the task force. So it was on the conceptual design of a driver from Interceptor and Cherry Street box culvert. So it's typically that's a dilemma. Everyone agrees that we need to do something to improve the water quality, but we need to look at how the design can align better with the harbor front and the harbor front in principle. So you can see it on the article on the second bullet and so on. We looked at very specific recommendations on specific duration, road to be closed, no maintenance, odor, all these type of things that has been discussed. And then the second item is also quite typical. It was a presentation from the Leisure and Cultural Services Department. So a lot of our proposal right now came from the government. So when they have major renovations and so on, they will come to the task force to brief us and their comments. So this is on the Hong Kong Museum of Art. You can see that from their comments from members actually diverse quite a lot, from a suggestion that instead of renovating it, it should be rebuilt, okay, torn down and then built again. And then on the second bullet point, you can see in the comments that we are saying that we have it, already with the West Kowloon Cultural District, that we don't need this Museum of Art in this place. So it's this holistic view that we are presenting. And finally, on the last paragraph on how actually, if it were to be renovating with the budget with all the reasons to go ahead, what are the things that we want them to provide more on, especially pedestrian access and so on. And on the notes, you can see that all the discussion summary will be presented to the town planning board. So when they submitted a Section 16 application, these has to be considered and will be provided to the town planning board members. So the third thing is, like Vincent, we have site visits. So after the day's work, I think it was 6 p.m., you wear flat shoes or a 4 p.m., and then we went to the Chinsatra Ferry Pier to look at the bus terminal and so on. So after this field trip, we gather some of our thoughts and see what's actually happening. So it's just the beginning. It's not really a proposal from any government, but we want to understand the waterfront better.
It's been swallowed up, all the rubbish is gone.
Really?
Yes.
After our visit?
Yes.
Okay. We need to have another site visit, okay? Then the last item is something, it tells us that this is actually quite a good opportunity. So this is something that hasn't been built yet. It's entirely new in the planning stage. So it's the central carbon route. So part of this gone through our task force area. So we give comments on the landscape that in your IT and then specific things, how at the planning stage that could be incorporated in the future. And you can see so then the highway department would incorporate our details. I think something that is very important here is of the conceptual plan at this stage, so that they will come back with more concrete plans later on to the task force. So obviously we have a lot of outstanding items that I think Paul would raise if I could mention, like we have been dealing with traffic, coaches, and that's still a number of issues, like whether we should have the every crossing outside the digital hotel. These are things that we are currently looking at. That's quite a number of outstanding items, but that will be matters arising that we will discuss in the next task force meeting when it's reconvened. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any questions you have?